with Adrian Talens. Yes, I believe that's his name. Vancouver, but it was all acoustic guitar, and it was a bridge building game, and just kind of exposing the wide world of video game music, not just OSTs, but also VGM, which is music made to sound like video games. That's pretty good too. So OST is original soundtrack, VGM video game music, there's BGM background music, all that good stuff. Well, I think it's about time for us to take a little break here on Bitcoover FM. We've been yakking, so we're gonna let this one play. We're gonna go hang out in the studio for a moment, but we'll be back. Yeah, Thank you so much.
We got snacks tonight.
We do, actually. Thanks to Plastic Owl for hitting up Kombini.
Oh, my pleasure.
So good. Chiptune is best enjoyed with Japanese snacks, don't you think?
Yeah.
I agree. Well, hang out in the virtual plaza, everybody. You're listening to Bitcoover FM.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
back, ladies and gentlemen.
Back.
It's Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. It used to be Vancouver's only chiptune podcast, but now it's Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast because we're on FM.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Way better.
2017, October 17th, 2017 was when this show went live, and we've had easily over 100 episodes so far. And I was just looking back at some of the old podcast things, and there's one of the Overflow series with everybody there.
Nice.
Very cool.
Hey, is that your hoodie there?
That is the hoodie, the one I'm wearing right now.
I'm going to go on the Instagram page
too. Yeah, instagram.com/Vancouver. Mm. Most of the stuff you can find about the show is bitcouver.com. If you just plug in Bitcouver, BITCOUVER, into your favorite search engine like Ask Jeeves or Lycos, you can find information about the show.
Bitcouver.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, the Bach episode.
Oh, wow. We used to have so many.
Hey, you don't post a lot of stuff on here.
No, I haven't posted in a little while.
I mean, not since August 2020. Anyway, I don't post any pictures anymore.
I posted the story.
Stories is where it's at.
Yeah, the story is where it's at.
Well, they change Instagram so you don't actually see it. Like, you have to go switch it to following so you can see them all. But it's like,
it's the death
step.
The death of the algorithm.
Yeah.
What was that?
It's only meant to last for 24 hours. It's fine.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Spookover.
Yeah, Spookover, pretty classic. There's lots of t-shirt designs, the classic, this one.
Nice.
That one was good.
Oh, the Mexican episode.
That was very good. That was a podcast version. History of electronic instruments, Brightface.
Oh, yeah, it's the way
Hamtaro.
Lately Invasion.
Yep. Oh, yeah, buying a copy of Jet Set Radio Future. Yeah. Oh, I gotta play Jet Set Radio Future.
You gotta.
Well, yeah, I think we should move into some video game soundtracks now. And if you are interested in this kind of ambient chiptune, it is from Rennes, France. Mm-hmm. And the artist is Amnot, A-H-M-N-O-T, available. ahmnot.bandcamp.com, and the album is Dune. And yeah, I think a little bit of Street Fighter 3 Ibuki's theme would be good to start us off with.
Nice.
We can talk about some of our favorite games. What are some of your favorite games, Plascal?
SimCity.
Which one, though? SimCity, the OGO?
SimCity 4,
nice.
SimCity 4 has a great soundtrack.
It does,
Legendary. SimCity 3000.
I'm a big fan of 2000 and 3000.
2000, yeah, those are really good. I like that. I just like that they put more stuff in it. I played SimCity 4 during lockdown.
Nice.
With a network add-on mod.
Oh, nice.
The game was... The traffic algorithm kind of wasn't supportable because it took up too much data, way too much for 2004.
Nice.
And so they added it later, and it became playable. Your cities were eaten up by traffic. It was impossible to play.
Back in the Silicon Valley days, I was part of the Sunnyvale Middle School Computer Club, and we used to play Warcraft 2, but we only had a couple of CD keys. And so if someone else wanted to play, you'd have to uninstall the game and give them the CD key. We had like four CD keys, yeah. Age of Empires 2.
Age of Empires 2 is great.
Yeah.
I like the original one where you go, Wololo!
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 Yeah. I would also say definitely big shout outs to that massive 150 game DOS game disc. That's where I first played Biomenace and Duke Nukem. Yeah.
You know what? How did I forget? Here my favorite game of all time, Super Smash Bros.
Oh, Smash Bros.
Yeah.
We've played a bunch of Smash Bros.
Love
for those of you out in Radioland, Plastic Owl is a worthy opponent. Yeah.
I got creamed at the tournament.
Oh, those people do nothing but play Smash Bros.
Some of them brought their own controllers.
Yeah.
I hadn't played the original N64 versions in 20 years. So.
It's a different beast.
Yeah.
All of them are quite different. The OG one on the N64, and then there's, of course, Melee, which is the fastest playing one. Then there's Brawl. Then there's Project M, which it tries to fix some of the things that Brawl had, like the random slip. Yeah. So every once in a while, it was very dumb, but that's Brawl. That's the Wii for you. It's very Wii.
Have they made a new one yet for the Switch
2? No, not yet. Yeah. It was...
I think the last one, the one we played for the Switch, is perfect.
Yeah, that one is pretty good. It had, 80 characters or something like that.
We need more.
And that's a lot. And then it had not all the stages, but a lot of the stages as well. I would also put up in there, I really like Advance Wars for the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good, too. Play a little bit of Kami stage music from Street Fighter 2 Turbo, but this is the HD remix version. Kami is definitely my favorite character in Street Fighter. She's cool.
Kami.
Yeah, she got brainwashed, but she broke out.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. I'm going to humiliate myself. It's Chun-Li's?
Yeah, Chun-Li. Yeah, like Kami and Chun-Li are like best friends.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Chun-Li's it's like listening to music. I love music, but it's like you put something on and I listen to it on my phone and I don't know what the songs are called.
Yeah.
What's my favorite song for that one?
I don't know.
That doesn't mean I'm not a fan. But
you're listening to Catch Wave.
Catch Wave.
Yeah, I've played that. I don't know if I've played that on this program, but I definitely have played it on the Observatory.
We definitely have to do some
experimental 70s episode.
Yeah, I always like those. We've played a lot of the Gordon Mumma.
Yes.
Barry Truax. And,
Barry Truax. You were on board for that.
Uncle Barry.
Uncle Barry. So for those of you who don't know, up here at SFU, CGSF 90.1 FM is the campus and community radio station here at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, up on top of Burnaby Mountain, and one of the illustrious names in the Vancouver electronic and electroacoustic scene, as well as the SFU electroacoustic scene, is Barry Truax, Dr. Barry Truax, and we have, I believe, 4 of his albums on vinyl. Really cool stuff, and we did an episode of collegiate electronic music.
Oh, yeah,
we played some Dr. Bureau.
Yeah, Dr. Bureau. Dr. Mumma.
That's right.
I don't know if
Gordon Mumma.
Yeah.
We played Andy Schloss as well, too. He's a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went to Stanford with Karma, K-Karma, CZRMA, the Center for Computer Research in Music and Acoustics, something like that.
Did we do Stockhausen?
No, I don't think we've done Stockhausen yet.
He's too academic.
Stockhausen is cool, and definitely if you want to listen to like Klavierstücke, the piano pieces, those are super cool.
I'm all about Kontakte.
Yeah, Kontakte is very good. Yeah, I heard that for the first time in like 2008.
I like Microphone-y.
Yeah, Microphone-y. And we did that ambient electronic episode. That was a good one with a lot of music from Ann Annie from Portland.
So,
lots of live modular stuff.
Yeah.
We've done all sorts of cool episodes, and some of them are available on SoundCloud. Most of them, I'm trying to get it all done by the end of the year. It's a considerable effort, and I've been saying this for years, but I have actually gone back and downloaded everything I can. So now it's all in the sorting phase now.
How long does it take to upload a 2-hour long
episode? Uploading and tagging and getting everything trimmed and prim and proper, it probably is about 20 to 30 minutes per episode for that whole process.
So much work.
So basically 2 episodes an hour, maybe a bit less than that, and then do that times, there's probably about 60 to 80 episodes just waiting, because we're in season 17. It's a special episode because it's the anniversary, but currently on season 17 and roughly about 8 episodes per season. And there are some that I have been put up there, but not everything is available at the moment. And that's one thing I want to kind of fix before the end of the year. So super cool stuff. We've also done a Vaporwave episode.
Lots of Vaporwave.
Malsoft.
I love the Malsoft.
The Malsoft episode is good.
The mall is closing.
It is closing.
I have a bad reception in my neighborhood, and I caught the last little dead, and everyone's heard you say, the mall is closing.
Yes.
For listeners, the mall is very much open.
Well, right now, the virtual plaza is currently open, and we're listening to video game music right now, because that makes up a huge portion of Bitcoover FM, like the Tekken soundtracks. Those are super good. So, one from Tekken 7, which I quite like.
Tekken
8 is out right now.
Infinite Azure.
Yeah. It's a really cool stage that's like an infinite plane of shallow water.
Salt flats?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's really nice. It's a really beautiful stage. And then there's Infinite Azure 2, which is at the nighttime, so very, very cool that I think they had in the DLC or downloadable content. Tekken always had really, really good music. Did you ever play Tekken Tag Tournament?
No.
PS2 game, super fun. Yeah. I've had a couple consoles over the years.
I recognize her. I think I have played
this. Hey, that's Xiaoyu.
Yeah, there she is.
So, little fish. That's what her name means. But she does Piquachan and Xingyichuan and Baguazhang. That's her fighting style. So some of the moves, I'm like, oh, hey, I've done some of those. Very cool. Yeah, Tekken is super fun. I like Tekken because it's 3D. It's not just like fencing the way that Street Fighter is. So you actually get some... some sense of what it would be like to brawl in real life.
I'm just a button masher. I just keep on smashing things, and sometimes it works.
Button mashing is good for sure. And of course, please join us in about 10 minutes or so. We'll be talking about some of the events that are coming up. Vancouver New Music has a very cool thing coming up, and
somebody on that has a Bitranger.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I have one of those. It's cool. I should bring it in. It's great, great, great stuff.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Catchy.
It's very cool. All right, let's play a little bit of Waku Waku 7. Remember Waku Waku 7? It was the arcade fighter from Sunsoft back in the day. And one of my favorite fighting games. There's only 8 characters, but yeah. Maru!
Aww.
It's basically a total ripoff of Totoro, but don't tell Studio Ghibli that. Fine. Yeah, Waku Waku 7 is a weird fighting game.
My coworker...
97, I think?
My coworker, Notaru. Notaru.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My nosy neighbor, Totoro. My neighbor who never mows his lawn, Totoro.
My neighbor who puts out his trash too early.
Yes.
Actually, I got woken up by backpack guy in my neighborhood. He's got a weird little backpack, but with wheels and has like a handle on it, and it makes a lot of noise. And it's like, no, just put it on your bag. I can hear it. It wakes me up. Wait, why do you have to go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning with that thing? I haven't slept because of him. He's my enemy.
All the holiday markets are coming up on the events. Yeah. I'm trying to scroll through and see if I can find anything to add to the list.
Ooh, Finnish market. No, Scandinavian market.
Oh, yeah. That's good times.
I need some more.
It's in about a month or so.
I need to get some more Moomin tea.
Yeah, and they have those jellies, the green jellies. Mm. Those are super good.
Disgusting salty candy.
Oh, yes.
So good.
I love salted vinegar.
I love saying disgusting because when you can give them to your friends and they would hate it, and you get to watch them make the darndest faces. And they're like, ugh.
Sanmiyaki. Mm-hmm. Sanmiyaki. Yeah. See if there's other events.
My coworker GoPro. What other discount Miyazaki films you can have?
Oh, you could watch some OG Hayao Miyazaki animation with what is it? It's Sherlock Hound. Yeah. Sherlock Hound is awesome. Everyone should watch Sherlock Hound.
Yeah, I want to see towels moving. Moving pizzeria.
Towels moving apartment. We're a little bit more Gravity Rush, everybody. I love Gravity Rush. Definitely in my top 5 games of all time.
She jumps. Oh.
It's okay. She's got gravity control, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Gravity Rush. It's Cat.
Boobily. Look at it go.
There's a whole Gravity Rush episode where we actually managed to save Gravity Rush for half a year because mm-hmm. Sony Entertainment was going to shut down the servers, which allowed a nominal level of multiplayer. It's a single-player game, but there was some multiplayer aspect to it. Mm-hmm. And we were able to save the game for 6 months, and it was to a concerted effort with Gravity Rush Central, among other fan organizations across the internet. And we did a whole thing, and we started a hashtag campaign, and we did the episode, and there was a whole huge response across the internet, and Sony took notice, and we were able to change the course of history. So
congratulations.
Hooray. Yeah, this is a beautiful game.
Oh, look at her go.
Yeah,
she's
Cat's great. Jet Set Radio Future, that's another good one. And I would also put the other cel-shaded game. I'm trying to remember at the moment. My brain is blanking. Gravity Rush. Oh, Katamari Damacy. Yeah. I've got some Katamari Damacy on this playlist.
Roll it up. Do you see the Katamari Damacy cosplay? Somebody made that. They had like a giant ball and they were just rolling it around.
Nice.
Rolled it over people. It was fun. I like the soundtrack.
The guy who did the Gravity Rush 2 soundtrack did the music for One Piece. So, yeah, we'll play some Katamari after this. We'll play some Jet Set Radio Future when we get to the top of the hour.
You know what the best soundtrack was? Spyro.
Spyro?
The drummer from Police.
Nice.
Yeah.
Super good. Well, I think we've got just enough time, as much as I love this song, we've got just enough time to play a Katamari Damacy track to take us to the top of the hour right here on Bitcoover.
I can't remember.
Yeah. This is the main theme from Katamari Damacy. So hopefully that plays. It might not. Oh, well, you know what would be helpful if you were to unmute, right? That works too. That works much better. There we go.
Nice.
Katamari, right here on Vancouver FM.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
T-shirts.